The Glass Lady Project with your host, Becky Mitchell. This program features artists and individuals from our community who have stories and history to share.
This is Becky Mitchell with the Glass Lady Project, and on today's show, I have two members of the staff from the Becker County Museum joining me. Emily Bierman, welcome.
Hello.
And Kayla Shermer. Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
Kayla's a little shy. We're going to pull her out of her shell in this interview. So you gals are both relatively new at the museum. We've talked with Jean Johnson on this show before about some of her findings and what she finds interesting. But you gals are both, Kayla, you've been at the museum
since the summer.
Since the summertime. And Emily, you came in the fall, correct?
Yep.
So let's start a little bit. Like, Kayla, we'll start with you. Kind of what do you do at the museum?
I help people with researching birthdays and like finding out their family history, things like that, or if they wanted to find an old article in a newspaper, I can help with that.
So you help a little bit with the research
end
of things and genealogy and what have you. You kind of are at the end of, Jean works Tuesdays and Wednesdays and you work Thursday through Saturdays,
right.
So you kind of share that position. But you've also been working on a project with the Minnesota Digital Library, correct?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
All right. I've been looking at pictures and writing the metadata for, like, the information of what pictures are and where they were taken. And they're putting them on a website so people can search for them. And
so basically that project makes the pictures that we have at the Becker County Museum
easier to find.
A little more accessible and easier to find to the general population.
Yeah, so, to anyone online. Yeah.
And I believe there's about 800 of our pictures on right now. Lots more to go, but yeah, you could check out the Minnesota Digital Library for that and search. I think you search for the Becker County Museum.
Right.
So. Great. What have you found? What's one thing since you've been working at the museum that you didn't realize before you worked here, maybe?
There's so many things. They never taught us in school. Like, I just found out, about the Kensington Stone. And
so you're learning more about Becker County history than you had learned in school.
Yeah,
it really is amazing the amount of information if you really start digging what you can find.
Yeah, and the Minnesota woman and that they found and things I've never heard about before that are super interesting.
Great, great. And Emily, you started this fall and although all of us wear lots of hats, your kind of primary duties have been more to do with kind of outreach and programming, or not programming, curating down in collections, correct?
Yes.
So, although you do work heavily in programming as well.
I do. It's something new every day.
So tell us a little bit about what have you done so far with the collections, the artifacts at the museum since you've been here?
Well, I spent a few days getting lost down there and just kind of wandering around and familiarizing myself with the system and looking at the shelves and trying not to knock anything over. And so I just kind of looked through at all the things that they're in storage, they're in the basement, and they're not out for the public to view right now. And just the small percentage of what's actually out for public view at any one time is the scope of the collection here at the museum is gigantic. And just it's been my job in the last few months to figure out what's going to go on display and what needs to come off of display and what's going to go up next. So it's been really interesting to find out what's actually down there and all the things I've never seen. So
you came on board kind of right before the holiday display, so you were thrown in the thrust of that craziness.
I did. So it made it easier. I don't know how many Christmas trees we have, 4 or 5 Christmas trees, and I think we settled on 4 Christmas trees went up, so it was kind of easy to, it was a little bit easier for me for that, because I could just focus on, okay, let's do a Christmas morning one, that'll be easy, and
right,
so we kind of went with I sort of jumped in with both feet, but I also sort of eased in a little bit, so that was good.
So now the holidays are over, of course, and everything's been put away. Tell us a little bit about the different exhibits that you have on display right now.
Well, the first thing that happened while Christmas was coming down was that Bell Bank gave us a call and said that they had just obtained the collection of the Ottoman State Bank, which was closed. And so they offered us items from the Ottoman State Bank. And so they said, well, it's in some boxes and you can come and take a look. And I had no idea what to expect. And it turns out that every box that they had, we went and loaded up and we brought over, and now we have it on display. So the museum already had the original Citizens Bank sign from the outside of the original Ottoman Bank. We already had that, so I kind of ran with that, and we hung it on the wall, and we filled in with what Bell Bank was able to donate to us. So we do have Ottoman State Bank is on display. We've also got, we always have a military display. Right now it is a collection of items which soldiers have brought back as souvenirs on their travels. We've also got a kitchen display. It kind of reminiscent of Grandma's kitchen. We've always got old three legs. Everybody loves old three legs. When we've got the hunting cabin, and we just put up, Kayla and I put up last week, some of items from the ice harvesting days. So we have some tools up on display and a lot of photos. We have a lot of photos of the ice harvesting days. And so, and I just switched out our Native American display. I switched it all out to beadwork. So there's some really interesting pieces in there, everything from jackets to bags and moccasins and bracelets and jewelry. So I had fun putting those up.
Great. We also had from the Ottoman State Bank the safe, correct?
Oh, yes. And what's fun about the safe, which we have, is the safe is locked. And there is no combination. So if you want to pop into the museum and look around, the first thing you'll see when you walk in is the safe is right there at the front door. So if you want to try your hand, maybe put in your birth date or your lucky numbers, and if you can open it up, I will be happy to share with you what is in there.
Or at least give you a little public accolade, maybe. Yeah. And the basement right now is closed to the public.
It is, yes. We are in the process of rearranging items down in the basement so that we can bring in interactive science exhibits for kids and for anybody who really loves science and loves to get some hands-on things. A lot of items here in the museum are set up in displays, and they, you know, aren't for handling. You can't be touching them. You can't pick them up and play with them or anything like that. And we thought it would be kind of fun to bring in some things that people can touch and handle and learn from and share sort of those experiences with their kids and their families.
Right, and the motivation behind that science display, well, first of all, S.J. Rhombus was gracious enough to help with some sponsorship of doing such a display, but it is also in conjunction with the Waterways exhibit that we have coming in February, and we're going to talk about that just a little bit, but we're actually going to have you on another show and kind of focus, because there's so much with that exhibit.
It is a huge project.
But the Waterways exhibit will be here starting in February 25th, correct?
Yes, and it's going to run all the way through April 9th. So it will be here through the spring. And I think it'll be really fun. It's interesting to work with the Smithsonian on figuring out how to get their exhibits here. And then we've had fun kind of working with the Minnesota Humanities Center, who are also setting up a Minnesota-specific water exhibit. And it's been fun trying to find, you know, we've got school kids who are going to be sending in art to put on display as part of our water display. So it's going to be a community-wide, county-wide, and even sort of region-wide. We have people outside of Becker County who are coming in to help us out with this too. So right. That's going to be really fun.
Huge partnership opportunity, and really to have a Smithsonian done exhibit on display in our museum is quite the honor.
Oh, so for sure.
We will talk about that in another show. But coming up here at the museum, we also have lots of activity happening before February 25th. On Saturday, January 28th, we have a family day. Tell us what's going to be happening there.
The family day, yes. Pamela Longtine is coming in, and she is going to bring in a fiddle. And she's going to talk to us about the fiddle as an instrument and how it's been a part of our family and our community. And she's going to help out. It's really geared. This is really family friendly. This is her program is recommended for kids age 4 to 8. But the whole family is welcome, and she's really great with kids, and kids really love the music, and they love learning about the instrument, and So that's going to be really fun.
Yeah, she's going to talk a little bit about how what role the fiddle has played in history and culture and children's books and just kind of its presence. And then we'll also have a special guest that day, which is not an unfamiliar name to the museum, Dick Kimmel, will be joining her to do a little help with the music and background, if you will. And then prior to Waterways, we have another exhibit coming in from the Danish Museum. They have put together an exhibit on, they're calling it Skull, but tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's an entire exhibit, and it's all about the influence of aquavit and beer and spirits and how that has impacted the Scandinavian culture here in the Americas. And that's going to be kind of fun. And I'm interested. I don't know a whole lot about the Scandinavian heritage, so I'm going to be learning some things. And the first thing I'm going to learn is all about liquor. So that's going to be good.
Well, any true Scandinavian knows that that plays a role in our culture.
I did learn about lefse at Christmas, so now I'm ready to learn about beer. And that's going to be good. It's coming in. It's in panels. We've already made room for it. We're ready for it to come on in. And we're also going to be having a tasting of aquavit and some Scandinavian appetizers, and that's being catered by Brew here in town, and they have been fantastic. They're ready to come in. They've got some recipes. They're going to be doing some mixers with that aquavit, and so that's going to be really fun. And that is on February 17th. That's a Friday night from 5 to 7, and that's right here at the museum, and it's in between some events that are going on at the Holmes Center. If you're going to be at the Holmes, you can pop on over either before or after your show and come and check it out.
Right. The Holmes has two great shows that day. During the afternoon at 2 o'clock, they have What a Wonderful World, which is done by Dave and Ted. And then, of course, our sampling and appetizers here at the museum from 5 to 7. And then in the evening, they will have the Deuces Wild Show, which is just a fun kind of dueling pianos type of show with lots of laughter and energy and all the good stuff. So make sure and check out that information on their website at www.dlccc.org. And as of this week, we can also check out some of our events and information on our website.
I forgot,
correct?
About that. Yes, we can. Our website is back up and running. It's slowly but surely we're getting up the most important pieces about information that's going on here. We do have a calendar of events on our website. You can go ahead and click to BeckerCountyHistory.org, and you can click on calendar, and that's going to have a calendar. It's going to let you know what's going on which days, so you can plan ahead and make some plans to stop in so you don't miss some of our good exhibits coming in, and also lets you know who our brown bag speakers are.
Great. So we are going to, I guess, wrap it up for today, and we will be visiting with you again shortly to talk about the Waterways Project and all of the programming that we have going on with that.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Emily and Kayla.
Funding for this program has been made possible by a generous grant from the Legacy Art and Cultural Heritage Fund of Minnesota. If you'd like to hear more, feel free to visit our online archive at www.nijiradio.org.